Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A new report from the Government Accountability Office says government agencies are doing an inadequate job monitoring the use of antibiotics on animals. And that's a lot of antibiotics. By one FDA estimate, the meat industry uses 29 million pounds of antibiotics a year, 80% of all antibiotics used in the U.S. The GAO found that the FDA and the USDA do such a poor job of monitoring these antibiotics that officials can't tell to what extent they're leading to the development of drug-resistant pathogens, one of which is MRSA, which now kills more people in the U.S. every year than AIDS. Kevin Outerson is associate professor at Boston University School of Law. Professor Outerson, antibiotics are used on factory farms to help sick animals, we know that, but this huge amount is for what's known as subtherapeutic use, giving a small dose to every animal to make them put on weight faster. The meat industry says there's no problem with this. You say it leads to antibiotic pollution?
There's at least three ways that farms create antibiotic pollution, if you want to think about it that way. There are antibiotic traces in the meat supply, and the government tries to regulate how much antibiotic can be in a given piece of meat, but some slips through. But I think those antibiotics may well be cooked, and so you may not actually be getting much resistance that way. It's hard to know. Much more important is the fact that if we give so many antibiotics to animals, the farmers and people that deal with them themselves develop resistance. So there's a classic study done in the Netherlands more than a decade ago in which they looked at farmers who worked on two different types of poultry farms, one with egg layers and one with the chickens that we eat for meat. And the chickens that we eat for meat, you give a lot of antibiotics to. The egg layers, not so much. And when they looked at the resistance of the chickens and the humans that interacted with them, they got strong evidence that there's transmission of antibiotic resistance from the chickens due to the overuse of the antibiotics to the human. I would say the third way that pollution occurs is when there's runoff from the farm. And not just that, just anything that goes into the water supply with antibiotics in it. It could be runoff from the farms. Another very likely way is that when we take an antibiotic, when any of us do, typically it's eliminated through the urine, and it goes back into the water supplies.
Well, in the meantime, what should happen if the industry moved more from factory farming to humane raising of animals? Would that help?
It's not going to happen. But part of the reason, you know, when you have factory farms and you confine animals to tight spaces, there's more need for antibiotics in one sense, not just for growth promotion, but just to prevent the spread of an epidemic.
Well, getting back to the government, it would seem that the government is well aware of the risks. There was the GAO report that we mentioned, but also a scathing review from a USDA researcher about the dangers of antibiotic use on farms. It was on the USDA website.
Yeah.
It isn't any longer.
I wouldn't call it a scathing review. I think it was a fairly even-handed review of what we know now in the peer-reviewed scientific literature on the difficulties and dangers of antibiotic resistance from farm use of antibiotics.
Well, and it pretty much said that the use and misuse of antimicrobial drugs in food production and human medicine is the main factor accelerating antimicrobial resistance.
That's a pretty powerful conclusion. So you have to ask yourself, why was it pulled off under a storm of criticism if I'm saying that it was a fairly even-handed piece of scientific review work, just like you'd see in a good scientific journals? And has everything to do with the fact that the USDA, part of their mission, is to grow food and help farmers. And the farm industry, the meat industry, was not happy with this report.
Well, still, there are a number of bills in Congress that would ban the non-therapeutic use of antibiotics in livestock. And the FDA announced in 2009 that the Obama administration supports this, wants to end the non-therapeutic use of antibiotics in livestock. You think it's possible?
I think it's possible. You wonder why not much has been done in this area in the past couple of years. And part of it is that the drug companies do make some money. In addition to the meat industry making money off these antibiotics, the drug industry makes some money.
So it seems like there are two actors here. How do you get the meat industry to cut back on their use of non-therapeutic antibiotics? And how do you get the drug industry to cut back on the use? They're in the business of making money.
for the farmers, if you forced a single farmer to stop, that farmer is going to have more expensive meat, and it's going to drive them out of business. A better solution is to ban it for everyone simultaneously. And then all their prices go up, but at least they're equal in competition. For the drug companies, they make money in this market. It's a majority of the pounds, but it's not a majority of their profits.
Because the antibiotics they sell to farms are cheaper than the ones that we use. And so their dollars, their real dollars, come from human use.
That's right. So if we change the way that we pay drug companies for their human antibiotics, we might be able to give them additional incentives, financial incentives, for stopping the animal sales.
And then we hear other suggestions to maybe incentivize drug companies not to sell as many antibiotics. For instance, someone suggests that if Bayer had a diagnostic test that could quickly point out whether you had bacterial or viral infections, maybe you could reward a company like that.
So there's too many antibiotics being given to people that just have viruses that go into the doctor's office. So if you had a test that could really say for sure instantly, no, you don't need that antibiotic, that would be a wonderful test for public health. But think about it from the perspective of the drug company. That test reduces the sales of their product. So why not put them together and have some sort of a diagnostic that did reduce sales, but actually pay the drug companies more money to use their product more efficiently?
Who pays them more? The insurance companies?
It has to be the insurance companies.
Meanwhile, what should people do? I mean, you can, if you can afford it, because it's more expensive to buy antibiotic-free chicken meat and red meat, you can do that. But that'll only make a dent in the bigger problem. It's not one of those issues where you can just protect yourself
right.
and your family, because
right.
by somebody else buying all the antibiotic-laced meat, they are helping to create the superbug that could still
right.
affect your family.
Now, this is an ecological problem. So we need to have, you know, an ecological perspective. Thinking of this as pollution would be an example of how to remove it as many ways as we can. We need to improve water treatment. We need to, you know, do a better job on the farm animal side. We need to eliminate the overuse of antibiotics just in our own normal lives, you know, getting antibiotics when it's just for a virus. I mean, you can buy toys with antibiotics on them now as if it's going to be better for your son or daughter. There's really good evidence that little children do better later in life if they play in the dirt and eat a little of it, because it exposes them to the normal bacteria in their world. And later in life, these kids have better immune systems and fewer problems with asthma and allergies. So surrounding your child with antibiotic-laced toys might be a terrible idea.
Kevin Outerson, associate professor at Boston University School of Law and the BU School of Public Health. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.